Hello.
My name's Latasha. I'm calling from XBO. I was returning a call to this number.
You probably you called me regarding the delivery of the microwave to
Okay,
my.
do you have your order number?
Oh boy.
If not, that's fine. I can use your telephone number. You just take a
Well,
minute to prep it up.
another lady called me, and she said that my schedule actually was supposed to be tomorrow between 7 and 1. But she told me that there is no technician available, so they gonna do it between 6 and 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. If you can just bear with me, I can look it up and see what they were
Sure,
calling you about again. You
sure.
just take a minute to pop it up with your telephone
No
number, so
problem.
just bear with me.
This was supposed to be delivered 2 weeks ago, but. I don't know. عرفتي كيف؟
I'm still here, sir.
اوكي. You finished? Do you want to send it? Okay. Here's arrow here. Don't just click on it. Keep holding down. You have a menu. Now, you can do this. Look what happened to yours. You can do this. You can do this. You can do that. See what I'm saying? Or you can choose these effects.
No.
That's one. That's what's like. Balloons.
About 100.
There's. Okay, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Send.
Confetti.
Send.
Okay.
You need the home address?
No, sir. Can I have your first and last name? It just popping up.
First name is Munzer, M as in Mary, O-U-N as in Nancy, Z as in Zebra, E as in Edward, R as in Romeo.
Your time frame for your install tomorrow is gonna be, we're still saying 11 to 1.
Goodness.
He's gonna call you 30 minutes before he arrive.
Well, no, hold on. Okay. The lady, okay, should I give you her number? You can call her and confirm with her and call
No,
me back.
what's the time frame that she gave you?
She said 6 to 8. The original was 1 to 7. She called
No,
me and she said, let me just, she was 6 to 7, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then she called me and she said, 6, because there's no technician. She said 6 to 8 p.m. And she said, if you hear any other messages, just ignore it. So now you're telling me 11 to 1. So would you like to talk to her? Because she is probably at part of the delivery or something like that.
No, tell me the person who you spoke with.
Telling you, I'm sorry, what? The
What
person?
did they call you from Best Buy or did they call you from XPO? Because we're actually delivering and installing.
What are these people then?
It probably was I'm not sure. It probably could have been. I'm not sure if it was Best Buy that
Oh,
was
you want to
calling.
okay. You want to hold a second?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the lady on the other side, the other phone, can you please explain to the other lady from XP, whatever that is, about the delivery? Ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, the lady is waiting for you. She's telling me from Best Buy, she said that the frame is between 11 and 1 p.m. tomorrow, and now you're telling me 6 to 8 p.m. So please talk to each other and find out exactly what's going on tomorrow.
Because the technician in this area is in the afternoon, we don't have a technician in this area in the morning.
All right, so are you with the technician company? Because I'm with XPO, I'm not with Best Buy, and I'm just doing his free call.
So what are you delivering, the SPO? What are you delivering tomorrow?
Let me call the technician. One moment.
So what are you delivering, SPO?
XPO, you're having your microwave and your wall oven.
My microwave and?
Your wall oven.
You know, oven is already installed. You guys are behind. You guys already came. Two people came and they installed the oven.
Okay, so what about the microwave? Or do anything need to be hauled away?
Of course. I mean, no, nothing. No. We already, it's empty spot. It's empty spot. Nothing.
So nothing has been installed.
Microwave is not installed. Oven was installed.
Okay, so they're coming to do your microwave tomorrow. That's all that I was calling for, to just call you about your
time. That's exactly what the lady is calling also. She's calling regarding the microwave, and she's telling me that the technician is not available in my area at the 75094, and they're going to come between 6 and 8 p.m. You're telling me between 1 and 12. So you guys, you both are on the phone right now. You need to resolve this issue, please. I think she wants to get the technician. Goodness. So you are just delivering a message, right? You don't have a technician, you're just delivering a message, right?
Your technician is I'm XPO. We're with the company. We the ones that do it with the technician. If your technician called you and gave you a different time frame, then they probably were right. But in my system, it is saying 11 to 1, so something was updated.
Yeah, because you're telling me even about the oven, because the oven already was installed 2 weeks ago. Hello. Yeah.
This is Trina, sir. How can I help you today?
Can you hear me? Lady. Yeah, she can hear you.
Yeah, this is the technician who's going to go to your house tomorrow. How can I help you, sir? What's the confusion?
XPO lady, are you gone?
No, I'm here. This is Tasha. We're calling from XPO. We were just doing the pre-call that we do every time they have a install. Apparently y'all gave him a different time than the time frame that we have in our system. I was telling
Correct.
Him that
and
his time frame was from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., but he said someone called him and gave him a different time frame than what we have in our system. That's all.
Correct. And the reason why we changed the time frame is because I have not body in that area at that time.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't, you know, it didn't say that, so we didn't know, so it had him confused, but we just called our pre-call.
That's the reason why we call the customer and inform the customer that if it's okay with him, otherwise he's going to have to reschedule on a different day.
Yes, sir. No, I understand that. He said it was fine with him. It was just that it's the pre-call that they call the customer every time, the day before they call them with their 2-hour time frame. So we wasn't aware that the time frame, it wasn't any notes on the order. So I didn't know that you had gave it a different time frame.
Right. So what happened is I'm the customer and someone's supposed to come tomorrow. The original time was between 7 and 1 p.m. I got a receiver call from XPO that they are saying it's 11 to 1. And then the lady called me and she said, no, it is 6 to 8 p.m. So it doesn't matter. Let me, you know, I mean, I'm going to be there. Whatever time you tell me, I'll be there.
How about this, sir? I'm the technician.
Yes.
I'm who is going to do the work tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And I will call you an hour in advance before I go there. It might be earlier than that. I can't promise early. I mean, I can't. I just will have to give
you
time.
No. I mean, 6 to 8 is fine. Look, it's fine. The problem is nobody is there yet because we just closed on the house and we are just, you know, moving slowly. So nobody is in the house there. So if you want to give me time, it takes me about 45 minutes to get from Irving to Murphy. Okay.
That's not a problem. We will call you before we head up there, sir.
So give me like at least an hour, please. Please.
That's fine. We will give you an hour, sir.
So, but if you tell me from 6 to 8, I will be there at 6 p.m. Is that okay with you?
That's okay so far. That's what we're going to do. If I need to be earlier than that, if I'm finished or somebody reschedule or cancel the order, the previous customers, I might call you, let you know an hour in advance that I'm heading over there. But
yes, if I don't answer the phone, just text me. Tell me I am the technician. I'm coming to, you know, install your microwave. I'll be there in an hour. So at least I will see it rather than, you know, maybe I miss a call or something.
Not a problem, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO.
Thank you.